I'm Kevin Greenwood, the Joan L. Danforth Assistant Curator of Asian Art here at the Allen Memorial Art Museum. The general subject of this case is Chinese ritual art. The majority of the objects in the case are made out of jade. Now, the term jade is used pretty loosely in Chinese. It can refer to a lot of different types of sort of beautiful stone, hard stones. But technically, the majority of these pieces are nephrite. Nephrite is a type of jade, most of which was came out of Western China. Nephrite is a type of stone that is actually harder than steel. So the only way that it could be carved was through abrasion. You'd have to take basically sand and just work away at this. For example, you could use a strip of leather, coat that with oil, and then sand, and then just rub away at your stone, either to cut and then to polish your jade. So it was a very, very, very labor-intensive, painstaking process. I mean, just imagine how many months of effort it would take to make some of the pieces in this case. Jade has always had kind of magical, mystical associations in China. Because it is such a sort of a beautiful and rare stone, it's so difficult to work, it's been an important symbol of wealth, certainly, but also a sort of ritual significance and ritual power. Some of the objects in this case actually are quite ancient. They go back to Neolithic times in China, some of them to even as early as 1600 BC. Unfortunately, for the oldest pieces in the case, we don't really know specifically how they were used in ritual. We don't know exactly what they meant to people, but they were clearly important because of the time and effort required to make them, and also the fact that they were found in very elite tombs of these early cultures. The most prominent in the case are these discs that are on the sort of back wall of the case. These are known as bi. Bi have great antiquity in China. The largest one at the top there dates to the 5th to the 1st century BC. And just imagine how difficult it would be to carve all of those little bumps on the surface using that abrasion process. Just an amazing tour de force of jade workmanship. This is the largest bi in our collection. We have no idea what it meant to these ancient peoples. In later times in China, the bi continued to be used and was given the symbolic significance of representing the sky. The sky was understood to be round and the earth square.